The following Dharma talk was recorded in June 2015 in St. Louis, Missouri, from the retreat called Awakening Joy, taught by James Barris. The retreat was sponsored by Mid-America Dharma. If you like this recording, you can find more talks at www.midamericadharma.org. For questions, we welcome your emails sent to info@midamericadharma.org. James Barris is a founding teacher of Spirit Rock Meditation Center in California. His popular online course, Awakening Joy, was featured in O Magazine and published as a book in 2012. James's website is www.awakeningjoy.info.
With this practice period, which is a shorter period before lunchtime, want to offer another way to let the mind settle down using the breath, besides the mental noting of in, out, or rising and falling. A tool that many people find helpful is counting the breaths. And again, this can be done as a playful exercise. So there you are, feeling the breath come in and go out, or rising and falling. In, out, one. In, out, two. Or rising, falling, one, two. And one way to do it, there's a number of different ways, is count up to 10 and then go back again, starting with one. And then you reach 10 and start again at one. However, if you lose track of the numbers, and you forget where you're at, or if you're just saying numbers and aren't feeling the breath somewhere in there, then go back to one. So it gives you just a little incentive to be here for your experience. If you do this, we'll do it for a few minutes, so everybody gets a sense of working in this way. It's important to keep your sense of humor, because if you find yourself not getting past two or three, it can be very discouraging. Don't take it personally, and just experiment with it. And we'll do that for a few minutes, and then if you like, you can continue counting for the remainder of the period, or at that point you can just let go of the numbers and, as we've been doing, just feel the breath as it occurs on its own. You can use this any time if you're feeling a bit scattered or kind of bored or need a little bit of a support in your practice. Many people find counting, particularly on the first day or two of practice, a very helpful tool. So let's just try that right now. If you'd like, you can stop with the counting and or continue. Just be with the experience of breathing, opening to the moment with that relaxed, interested, kind awareness, whatever supports you in being present. So first, I'm curious, how many people found the counting helpful? Okay, good. So if you did, like I said, you can use it anytime you feel like it, just to kind of collect the attention. You can do it for a few minutes as you start a period or in the middle of a period, or you can do it for the whole period. Just see if it supports you. Notice how you feel right now. Now, wherever you feel is fine, but if you feel settled, if you feel happy about lunch coming up or whatever is happening, we haven't gotten to working with feelings as formal part of the instructions. We will later on today, but and we'll bring together both the meditation and what I was talking about earlier this morning about noticing the wholesome states. So it might seem a little bit disconnected at this point, but I just want to remind you as we about to have our lunch that can be the additional element that you bring to the practice. If you're enjoying being quiet today and not doing email or whatever else you might be doing, or just being out in a sunny day, or eating your lunch and really tasting it, that might be novel for many of us, you know, to actually taste the food. This is good. And letting yourself enjoy it, not grasping after it, but just really letting yourself appreciate the moment and notice how and where that is experienced in your body. And if you decide to take a nap after lunch, we have an hour and a half before we come back. If you want to take a nap, fine. Enjoy just being in that restful place on a nice sunny Saturday, and you don't have to worry about being mindful while you're napping. Let go of that. But when you come back, whenever it occurs to you, to be present for whatever you're doing. If it happens to be an enjoyable moment, don't miss it. If it's not, absolutely fine. Don't try hard to make it anything other than what it is. But with the eating, really try to taste your food. Just see what that's like.